Tonight's expedition into the extra normal is brought to you by Mountain Sea Blast, the Hugo Award-winning energy drink.
We've traveled to the distant future year of 2020. Los Angeles has been overrun by mutants, twisted and transformed by the vicious concoction known as Mountain Sea Blast. Meanwhile, the politicians convince others that this is an isolated incident and that their kickback checks have nothing to do with the toxicity of this beverage. There are roaming packs of zombie-like killers on the loose looking for their next hit. There are small communities locked in their buildings, trying their best to survive in this world without carbonated beverages. Gangs have formed, wars have been fought over small pieces of territory. Meanwhile, the rest of the city has cordoned off this unfortunate wasteland, this war zone, and continues our life as like nothing has happened. Well, fellas, it's been about 3 weeks since society collapsed. You are still resting at Ebbs's secret hidden holdout manor?
Yeah, man. It's like a little mini mansion. But I only go there for special occasions. But, you know, I guess this is the special occasion. So we're here. So check it out, dudes. Back here is a room you can go into. And there's bandages. And needles. But be careful of those. They hurt.
Yes, Trevor, we know. We've been here for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's just dusty on this end of the house. So I figured maybe we hadn't been here yet. I'm going to have to call the butler. Ask him what he's doing.
Wait, you have a butler?
I mean, I assumed so. Hang on, let me check my phone. Huh. Apparently I don't have a butler. I'm going to look into that.
Yes, that should absolutely be your priority, not the societal collapse in downtown Los Angeles.
Well, I have been quite busy taking care of that myself, I say, now sporting pauldrons with spikes coming out of them and an eye patch.
Hey, that's cool, man. Where'd you get the accessories? And why are you wearing an eye patch?
Well, these spikes were a welcome addition, according to the great Selena and her forge. She's still doing well, by the way. She says hello. And I lost my eye about the other week. Yes. This is covering the damage.
What? When the hell did you lose your eye?
When I ran about into some of the mutants, you call them. I fought them off valiantly, but they got and clawed into my face and made off with my eye. It was rather irksome.
Wow, man. Bummer.
Yes, and now I must be on the lookout for evil twice as often to make up for lost eye.
So, Father O'Malley, did you, have any ideas on how to perhaps, I don't know, fix the fix the problem in L.A.?
I don't know if there is an immediate cure, although I would tend to think, given such factors as corporate greed and counter-programming, that Max Silver probably has access to some kind of antitoxin. Why they haven't released it at an exorbitant price yet, I'm not certain. But I do believe that if we could reach their bottling facility, we might be able to produce something that could reverse the effects.
It was my very hope that this facility of which you mentioned was indeed their dreaded castle from which they are scheming the end of the world. And that our dear Cyber Shark Man, that was our term for him, yes, that he would be able to remember the steps to get back there from wherever they did so poorly afflict him with this vile hex upon his body.
Shark!
How goes his learning of the languages?
What does a shark sound like?
Shark!
Access program sharknoises.org.
So, I'm pretty sure his name's Og, but I could be wrong. So anyway, I got a cool move called Contrary. So when I seek out and receive someone's honest advice on the best course of action for me to then do, and then I do something else instead, I get to mark a point of experience. And if I do exactly opposite of their advice, I also take a +1 ongoing on any moves you make pursuing that course. So instead of going to the bottling factory, I'm going to go sit at a computer and Google where they get their supplies from. Because their supplies will tell me if they're getting anything besides soda stuff, which could be the antidote.
Well, I feel like this isn't quite the opposite, but it definitely is not what was suggested.
I get it. That's cool.
Yeah.
I get it. So it's still a point of experience, still to the contrary, not a +1.
And roll to investigate a mystery.
Cool, man. Well, 6 and a 1 is a 7, and my investigate a mystery is sharp for a 2 to make a 9.
Okay, that gives you a hold 1.
Well, I guess since we're trying to figure out how to fix the mayhem, what can hurt it?
Okay, that's not the strangest way to phrase this. Yeah, so what can hurt the poison that's corrupting people? You're doing your Google search and looking things up and coming up with ideas and following conspiracy links down to the very bowels of places like Reddit and the various chans. And there, deep in the hole, you find people talking about how special druid magic can be used to raise plants that grow special fruits. When eaten, will purify the body of toxins and any harmful magic.
Super cool, man. And unfortunately, our last mystery was a tad short, so I didn't get to use the move that I used. But I'm going to use that move again so I can use it again later. And that move is connect the dots. At the beginning of each mystery, if you look for the wider patterns that current events might be a part of, roll plus sharp. On a 10 plus, hold 3. On a 7 to 9, hold 1. Spend your hold during the mystery to ask the keeper any of the following questions. Is this person connected to the current events, or more than they're saying? When and where will the next critical event occur? What does the monster want from this person? Is this connected to the previous mysteries we have investigated? And how does this mystery connect to the bigger picture?
Make your roll.
Bango! 6 and a 2 is an 8, and a 2 for my sharp is a 10.
You get to hold 3.
Boom! I'm going to spend one of them now then and ask you, when and where will the next critical event occur?
The next critical event is going to be at the city's water processing plant.
Super cool, man! So check it out, dudes. I found a lot of cool stuff out on the internet. Apparently, at the watering plant, there's going to be a critical event. And by critical, I mean like lots of people are going to show up there and do something stupid. Or maybe not. I don't know. It's conspiracy stuff. But I know we should be there.
Okay, did you learn anything else?
I don't remember.
Wonderful. I guess since we will go on the one thing you do remember, we should head to the water processing plant.
And we are at the processing plant. It is a fairly large building with several smaller outer buildings and a security fence up around the whole thing. There are armed guards on patrol.
Well, Ebbs, did anything on the internet indicate the best way to get access to this building?
Well, it's a water processing plant. And I imagine that it's only like 2 in the afternoon. So what if, hear me out, we go hijack a candy truck and then show up for a delivery?
You think they're anticipating a candy delivery?
And where is this Jack? You've said hello to him, and I don't see anyone.
We'll get to Jack in a bit. But if there are vending machines, who knows when they need to be refilled? Do you keep track of all that crap? It's a water facility. I mean, if it were Fort Knox, I'd be like, all right, maybe we need to do a little more digging. But this is the government. So we're going to do that.
Please roll to act under pressure.
Okay. Well, a 1 out of 5 is a 6. And my act under pressure is cool for a 1, which makes a 7.
Okay. So you spend a couple of hours getting yourself nice costumes together, and you get yourself a candy delivery truck. And as you're about to take a turn into the facility, there's a red light, and an old lady begins crossing the road. It's taken her a while, but you lock eyes with the driver across the street of an almost identical van to yours. He's wearing the same uniform. He glares at you.
I wave jovially.
He revs his engine.
Well, floor it, go.
So what are you trying to do?
Drive past the lady and get to the base first.
Gotcha. Roll to act under pressure.
Oh, dear. Well, a 1 and a 3 is a 4. And my act under pressure is cool for a 1, making it a 5.
So you gun it as soon as the light switches. So does he. And you both lose at this game of chicken as the trucks collide. Mark an experience point.
Hooray!
In addition, everybody inside the vehicle take a point of damage.
1 point.
This defeats armor.
Mm. Curses. Gentlemen, are we all still accounted for?
Yeah, man.
And I make for 3. What happened?
Apparently you forgot how to count to 4. And then I am going to get out of the truck and see if I can still see the man who drove his truck into our truck.
He is very quickly unloading his truck onto a handcart, and he looks like he's trying to gauge the progress that the rest of you are making.
As he's loading his hand truck, I'm simply going to grab it and run with whatever he has on it.
And where are you running?
In the opposite direction of the facility. I'll catch up with you, gentlemen. Make your delivery.
So what are you trying to do? Get him to follow you?
And or prevent him from deliver candy.
Okay. So I would like you to roll to manipulate someone.
Ho ho. Next to my fervor. Oof. 5 and a 5 is 10. +2 is 12.
So you take off with this gentleman's handcart and candy, and he starts chasing you. Get back here! This is my route! You're not stealing my commission!
Well, I proceed to the gate.
I proceed to the gate with candy.
With the car. I mean, as long as it works, right?
Oh, no, it doesn't work. You all guys. Right.
With candy, we proceed to the gate. And a clipboard. With official okay. paperwork.
So who's carrying the clipboard?
I am.
Okay. So the three of you walk up to the gate. There's two guys with guns there. They're looking you over.
Can we help you?
Oh, hey, man. So, like, we're supposed to do the candy on this route, but our truck broke down. But, you know, candy's important. So, like, I'm here to deliver the candy with my dudes. And I hand him the clipboard with the pen.
He starts looking over the paperwork briefly. So, you guy back there, he looks kind of big.
That's because he is kind of big. His name's Og. He doesn't say much. Yes.
I had a cousin like that. Poor kid. It's good you helping him with keep a job working to the better society. Roll to manipulate someone.
Okay. 6 and a 2 is an 8, and my charm of 0 makes it an 8.
Yeah, so the paperwork looks in order, but what's your guy there doing dressed in armor with a sword?
Well, he only promised to help me today, and then afterwards, we were going to go to this really cool LARP. So I let him come in costume.
His shoulder spikes ripped through his uniform.
I know. Wicked, right?
So you got a cyborg shark man and a knight delivering candy?
No, they're my friends, and they're helping me. Kind of like, you know, I threw him an extra $50 to help me on the route. That's how I'm getting it done quicker. That way I can get off work earlier, and we can go hang out and play. Because playing's important, just like working.
Well, I don't know here. This doesn't entirely seem on the level. Maybe I should call the boss.
What about this level? And I hand him 100.
Oh. Well, I guess I can I can buy a lot of candy with that. You folks, go on through.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
And he motions and the gate opens.
Oh, hey, by the way, my priest friend is going to show up too. Let him through too. And I throw him another 100 in the shape of a paper airplane.
Yeah, he just kind of looks at you, looks at the 100 and shrugs.
And we push the candy towards, a door.
Okay. Father O'Malley.
Yes, my son.
You have eluded your pursuer. You still have his boxes of stolen candy, though.
I am going to ditch his hand cart on the side of the street, taking only the top box of candy, leaving everything else there, and then taking a circuitous route, going to make my way back to the water processing facility so I can rejoin my compatriots.
So, you get your way back to the water processing facility, and there is a gentleman out front who sees you coming.
Good afternoon, my son. I am Father Donald O'Malley. Some of my compatriots, I believe, came this way earlier with a candy delivery.
Oh, yeah, they said you would take care of the entrance charges.
Entrance charges?
Oh, yeah, we have to process everything in the system here. It's $25 a head.
You know, seems strange. We provide you a service, and yet you would charge us. Certainly, my friend Ebbs, the candy deliveryman, didn't mention anything about this.
Yeah, well, he didn't mention anything about a priest carrying a box of candy bars.
Oh. Well, things do often slip young Trevor's mind. You see, what had happened was this particular box was left behind at Ebbs's home, and so I generously offered to return there and fetch this one box so he could make the complete delivery. Unfortunately, my son, I don't know if you know this, but we Catholic priests are mandated to have no earthly possessions, so I cannot accommodate your requirement for $100. However, I can tell you that I'm certain that my good friend inside, Ebbs, is good for it. So, if you could let me in the building, I would be more than happy to speak with him and return here with your processing fee. Certainly, as a man of faith, I would never want to behold that which I need to render unto Caesar.
If you would roll to manipulate someone.
6 and a 3 is a 9, plus my tough of 2 is an 11.
Okay, describe how you're using your tough to manipulate this armed guard.
I'm very passionate.
Okay.
I mean, I am, after all, a man of the cloth. It seems rather untoward that someone would choose to believe that I was capable of a falsehood. Certainly, the Bible tells us that thou shalt not lie, and we do follow our commandments and work to eliminate sin. So I understand your belief that I might be lying, but certainly my vows to my God should supersede any suspicion you might have.
Well, yeah, I guess you do have a vow not to lie and vows not to steal or hurt people. So I guess we can let you in.
I do appreciate that.
And they let you in.
Go with God, my son, and then I proceed into the facility.
I'm actually Buddhist! And you have all entered the facility as you approach the ominous, large building with great double doors. You notice a small sticker on the window of the building. It reads, "Sponsored by Blue Harbors."
Oh, hey, folks, welcome to the episode of
Episode 17. No matter what he says, 17 is the number.
It is the number. Words are hard.
15 plus 2, 17.
1 and 1 is 2.
And then 2 and 15 is 17.
Rather than discussing the number 17 anymore, for Christ's sake, let's talk about where you, our loyal listeners, can check out this here podcast, Armble Theater Presents Expeditions of the Extra Normal. It's on all your favorite podcasting platforms, including Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and many more.
And in addition to the Expeditions of the Extra Normal, we have a new show that we are working on as we speak, ready to come out at a future time.
Yeah, it's going to be a happening show about a bunch of friends at high school doing friend stuff and high school things, and you're going to love it. So give it a listen.
Rated M for mature.
And now, back to the show.
You're all standing in front of this giant building that almost looks more like a fortress than a industrial waste processing plant.
Gentlemen, do you notice that that sticker says that this facility is sponsored by Blue Harbors?
Yeah, man.
I think that for once, Ebbs, the web of whatever it is you track online has brought us to startling revelation. We need to get inside, and preferably to wherever it is they're processing the water. And then I will approach the large double doors and see if they open.
Roll to act under pressure.
That is a 3 and a 1, which is a 4, plus my cool of 1 means I will mark an experience point.
Okay, you walk up to the doors. You push them open. And an alarm sounds.
Well, the doors are open, so I'm going in. Gentlemen, I'll wave them through.
I do not believe the door has stopped greeting us.
Intruders detected in main hall.
Did you hear that? There are intruders. Quick, to the main hall! We will stop them!
So, as I assume Sir Osmond rushes past me towards the main hall looking for the intruders, I'm going to follow him at his pace.
Access program.
Og is looking around confused. It seems he is startled and scared of these flashing lights.
Quickly, Og! This way!
And you are in the main processing plant. There are people, like, working all sorts of knobs and dials and levers and stuff. Maybe a dozen in this room that look at the four of you, charging in as the alarm goes off.
Oh, hey, guys! We tripped some alarms back there, but we're trying to deliver candy, and I hold the candy up. So, like, we'll make it sorry, but if you could just point me to the nearest vending machine, we'll be out of your hair in no time.
With this, two security guards come into view from the far end of the room. They are wearing black armor with full face masks with blue and green highlights, and the Mountain Sea Blast logo emblazoned upon the left half of the chest.
So the intruders show their faces at last.
Yep, that is definitely what's happening here.
They raise their guns and begin to fire.
Oh, well then I dodge.
I pull up my shield and protect my charges.
I'm gonna lunge forward and attempt to tackle one.
I heard Ebbs, you said you were going to dodge out of the way? Okay, roll for me, act under pressure.
Act under pressure while I dodge out of the way. Well, a 2 and a 2 is a 4. And my cool 1 makes it a 5.
Okay, take 3 harm as a bullet hits you in the leg.
I have resilience, so I'll take 2 harm.
And you are at -1 forward for rolls involving movement.
Big sad.
Father O'Malley, you were trying to rush forward and tackle one?
Yes.
Roll to kick some ass.
Oh, actually, no, I'm doing this because they're firing bullets in a room full of people. I'm trying to, you know, prevent anyone from being shot unnecessarily. Myself included, but...
Gotcha, so that would be a roll to protect someone.
6 and a 1 is a 7, plus my tough of 2 is a 9.
Okay. You are going to take 3 points of damage as you rush this gentleman firing with his gun, but you are able to prevent him from spraying anyone else, and you mostly have control of the firearm at this point.
I will reduce that by 1 because of my armor.
but I will take the two.
You will also have minus one forward on cool rolls for the remainder of this scene, as that hurt. And Sir Osmond, what were you doing?
I was using my shield to protect myself and Og and everyone behind me from bullets.
Okay, roll to protect someone.
Let's see, that is a 5 and a 2, which adds to 7, plus my tough of 3 for a 10.
Okay, you get to pick an additional effect.
One of those bullets is going to ricochet, and I inflict harm on the enemy.
Certainly. So you take 3 harm.
This is not an old-fashioned weapon.
Unfortunately, no. But so does the guy firing at you. And he collapses to the ground in pain as he takes a shot to the gut.
Well, you shouldn't have been firing that. It was rather dangerous, wasn't it?
Og picks you up and puts you to the side, Sir Osmond, and begins lurching towards the armed gentleman who is on the ground hurting. When he gets there, he picks the gunman up and bites him in half.
Who just got bit in half?
The security guard. Og, that's not necessarily how we handle these situations. Coincidentally, the thing that was bitten in half looks human even when bisected?
Yes.
I go tackle the other one.
The other one is currently wrestling with Father O'Malley. You can definitely tackle him.
Well, I kind of like want to just like twist his arm behind his back so we can get it zip tied and, you know, subdue him. So.
Yeah, go for it. This would be an act under pressure, I think.
Okie dokie. Does this involve moving? Because I had a minus one on that right now, so...
Well, yeah, no, when I say moving, that's like running or dodging or being nimble, like things most, anything lower body oriented.
Since he's still wrestling with me, can I roll to help out?
You certainly can.
Well, a 5 and a 4 is a 9. And my act under pressure for a 1 makes it a 10.
Which is good because I rolled a 3.
Boo-hoo you.
So I was not helping at all.
No, in fact, as you are wrestling the gun away from him and Ebbs starts pulling his arms back, the gun goes off and shoots you in the foot.
That's unfortunate.
That is going to be one harm.
Can I reduce that to 0 or do I have to?
You can definitely reduce that to 0.
Okay, so I'll reduce it to 0 with my armor.
And you are also at minus one forward on movement-based rolls.
Okay, well, now that I've got my dude...
People start screaming.
My children... Do not overreact. I understand that this was a horrific event that we have seen here, but...
He just ate that guy!
Yes, that is something that happened. Unfortunately, you must realize that they shot without first trying de-escalation. So, unfortunately, events moved relatively quickly. It was not our intent to see any harm done to anyone. However, we all need to maintain our calm composure because you are handling the treatment of this fine city's water. And we know that we are all facing a terrible crisis, which has been going on for weeks ever since the collapse at the center of the city. So certainly you can't simply abandon your posts because of this incident. We do apologize again that your colleague here was bisected and devoured by our friend Og. He is new to society, and we are certainly trying to work out the kinks.
He smiles and waves and makes shark noises.
Shark! Let us not try and undermine the crimes that were brought here. These men were intruders. As you very well heard through the voice that was ringing out throughout this building, that there were intruders in the main hall, and we sought to stop them, and now they have been stopped, and you are all very safe. The situation is completely under control.
Intruders have breached main hall. All defenses to processing plant C.
But it seems the rest of the facility is still under siege. I advise you all to take cover. Perhaps under any kind of shield or suits of armor that you may have at your disposal, or to rouse the nearest group of knights to your defense, as the rest of this facility is still under siege. Now, we shall be on our way. Gentlemen!
Now, to be totally clear, you were using a move there, Matt, correct?
Correct. I was using Soothe, which says when you talk to someone for a few seconds in a quiet voice, you can calm them down, blocking any panic, anger, or other negative emotions they have. This works even if the thing that freaked them out is still present, as long as your voice can be heard.
So, the various water artisans turn back and forth to each other.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess he is a shark, so just biting people in half is kind of his nature.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy didn't want to get bit in half. He shouldn't have been a security guard. Yeah, I guess we'll keep working here. And they just all go back to work.
And for the record, I was also trying to use a move of my own called Confused, in which I get to mark a point of experience whenever my bafflement with the modern world gets in the way of monster hunting.
Yeah, I'll give it to you, because I'm feeling generous.
Well, I have a security guard, like, currently detained in my hands.
Og walks over. He points at the security guard. He points at his mouth.
So look, man.
No, Og.
My
no.
dude here wants to eat you, and my dude over there doesn't want him to eat you. But I need information. And quite frankly, I'm not sure if I care you get eaten. So, if you could just tell me why Blue Harbor's here, I'll be more inclined to let you go home.
Roll to investigate a mystery.
Boxcars!
So, you get to hold two.
Yeah, man. So, what is being concealed here?
Well, we've got a water processing plant where we're trying out some new formulas, and it's just being pumped directly into the water supply.
What can it do?
So far, we've been keeping it strictly to the parts of the city that were hit with the rain, but expanded testing is going to happen as soon as the next shipment gets here.
Okie dokie. Thanks for your help. And remember, being a bad guy is bad. So think about it again before you go to work tomorrow. Now let him go.
And he runs crying.
All right, man.
I'm going to approach whoever looks like they're moderately in charge in this area and see if they can't direct me towards the primary holding tank for the water.
Oh, the primary holding tank is, right attached to the side of this building. It's this here is the primary hub where everything comes through.
I see. What is the closest I can get to the water?
He points at pipes running through the room.
Not certain that this will be close enough. Does the tank have direct access to the water supply, or is it entirely enclosed?
It's enclosed. Not sure what you're looking for here, sir. If your shark friend needs a bath, we could just hose him down.
No, I'm just trying to find the water at its source. The gentleman that we just spoke to said something about adding certain new compounds to the water. Do you know where that happens?
Well, I just work here. We take care of the basic shipping of the water out to various parts of the city. Roll to read a bad situation.
Six and a five is an 11, plus a sharp of one is a 12.
Well, they don't let anyone near processing plant C. That might be where they're trying and doing stuff, I guess. I don't know. This is all above my pay grade. I just make sure this room runs.
I would like directions to facility C.
Oh, well, you go outside and you'll see the five other facilities labeled A, B, C, D, and 3.
I see. Thank you. And then I'm going to proceed out of the doors and on my way to Facility C. Gentlemen, we must find these chemicals and stop them. Also, if possible, I would like to sanctify the water.
I see no harm in this. We must be swift, for our intruders on their way there.
I suppose we'll discover that. We are heading to Facility C to stop the flow of chemicals and, if possible, allow me access to the water so that I may anoint it and purge it of any impurities.
So you rush out and around behind the building onto the larger lot, and you are able to see each of the buildings as described. And the first thing that you notice is that right by Building C, there are two semi-trucks with workers unloading pallets of concentrated mountain sea blast. There does appear to be an overseer ordering them about.
Yeah, just move those crates over here, guys, and we'll put some of this goodness right into the water supply. Everybody's gonna love it.
It appears, gentlemen, as though we must once more face a sodalacrum.
Yes, I thought that sickly sweet tune of voice was familiar.
Now, hey, wait a minute, guys. Before we decide to go charging into battle, what if we just knocked out the electricity to the water plant? Then the water couldn't pump.
Yes, but the city needs the water, Ebbs.
Yeah, but that'll give us a lot more time to help clean out this one particular facility. You know, and people can go without water for a day. It happens, you know, during hurricanes and wildfires and tornadoes and other natural disasters. Which, you know, I kind of am. And I throw a giant rock at the giant transformers off to our left.
Okay, roll to act under pressure.
A 4 and a 4 is an 8. My act under pressure is a 1 for a 9.
Okay, you throw a rock and it bounces harmlessly off. You're pretty sure that you're going to need something bigger to do this with.
What if I hijack one of the golf carts and put a rock on the accelerator and accelerate that into the transformer?
That might work.
Because, you know, this is a big place. I'm sure they've got golf carts somewhere.
Yes, there are actually several carts nearby. They all have the Mountain Sea Blast logo.
Excellent. So vroom, vroom, boom, boom. Here we go.
Roll to act under pressure again.
Well, 2 and a 2 is good for you, but not for me. Because my cool plus one makes it a 5.
Okay, you run over to the cart and looking for the keys to start this thing up. You can't find them. So you turn around and ask the guys unloading the trucks.
Oh, hey, guys. How do I turn these things on?
Oh, hey, I think I recognize that guy. He's on the list.
What list is that?
Oh, the list of people who really need to get some Mountain Sea Blast into him. Let's get him some.
And he produces a funnel and a 2-liter bottle. They begin moving menacingly in your direction.
Well, I'm using all sorts of moves today. I'm going to use a move called Often Overlooked. When I act all crazy to avoid something, I roll plus weird. On a 10 plus, I'm regarded as unthreatening and unimportant. Or do you think because they've already identified me and decided I'm threatening and important that I shouldn't do this?
I mean, it's totally something you can try.
Okay, yeah. So, you know. 2 and a 1's a 3. My weird one makes it a 4.
Well then, how are you trying to act crazy?
Well, check it out, gents. Mountain Sea Blast is the way to go. Super cool. Ho, ho, ho. And like I kind of tippy-tap dance and I start moving away in a direction to like get out of there. You know.
Well, you tippy-tap dance and as you're tap dancing, you just get a little bit too into it and you forget what you're doing for a second. And then suddenly you're being pinned to the ground and a funnel is being forced into your mouth.
Well, I have super cool news. That was my 5th experience point this episode. So I've leveled.
Just as the sodalacrum is about to pour the concentrated mountain sea blast directly into your face hole, there's an eruption of energy and a blast of light. All of your assailants are thrown back as we see Trevor Ebbs rise to his feet, a glowing energy in his hand.
Well, looks like it's my time to shine.